What's up, y'all? Welcome to Pack Light. You don't want to miss this flight podcast. I'm your host, Rashida. And in here, we'll be reflecting on life, love, and every single thing in between. I mean, we're unpacking the good, the bad, the beauty, and the beast. So wherever you are, in your car, at your desk, in your room, or out taking a walk, tune in because it's about to get real loud and raw in here. Come on, let's start this healing journey. What's up? We are back with another episode. And I haven't recorded an episode in a couple months. But it's really because I really didn't know what topic to talk about. But I ran across this topic the other day. And it's actually been a topic that I have seen for years. And it is, why do women give men 1,000 chances but their friend only one? That's what we're going to talk about today. I remember when I first seen this floating around Facebook. It had to be like 2017 or something like that. And I know I shared it like, hell yeah, why the fuck y'all be giving these niggas out of, you know, like, why the fuck y'all give these dog ass niggas 1,000 chances? But I do some and y'all just cut me off. But I had to realize that it's not the fact that women give dudes 1,000 chances and only give us one. I think it's more so that we as women are so opinionated. We are so strong-minded that one time you say, fuck us, we picking up our shit and saying, fuck you back, and we leaving. You know, and so I think that is the difference between a woman giving a man 1,000 chances, because let's keep it real. 9 times out of 10, a dog ass nigga gonna manipulate you, beg you back, keep coming back, especially if he know or feel like you a good woman. He is going to constantly come back. And see, that's where those 1,000 chances come into play on his part. When it comes to our one chance, it's not that they give us one chance. It's that we take that one chance of you trying to cut me off instead of talking, having a conversation, smoothing out the pavement of our friendship and saying, let's sit down and talk about this. How did I make you feel? What did I say to you that was wrong? You know, so when we feel like, okay, you can't even be grown enough to talk to me about this, and you want to stop talking to me because of something that I did or something I said, you know what I'm saying? And we can't talk about this, and you want to say, fuck me, then it's fuck you. You know? And so, I had ran across the topic the other day, again, for like, I've been running across this forever. It's been going viral on Facebook, and I had seen it on Twitter. And I was like, this is what I think. Because when we deal with men, or when women deal with men, you have to understand who you're dealing with. And like I said, a man that's dogging you out, doing you wrong, getting caught cheating, getting caught doing this, ain't trying to do this, won't live up to this, and we say, you know what, I'm done with you. What's the first thing he say? Baby, like, let me, I could prove to you, I could be this dead, I ain't gonna do this no more. And so we tend to take them back because they're trying. It's that effort, or so we think that it's effort. It's that begging, it's that I'm gonna do right, just give me a chance, don't give up on me, just let me prove to you that I can be this kind of man you want, and I won't talk to these other bitches no more, I won't do nothing, like, you know. So when they get to saying that, it's like, all right, fine, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, so prove yourself. And then they, you know, call themselves doing right like 2 or 3 weeks. And next thing you know, they dialed us out again. And then we call our friends and tell them about it. And see, this is why our friends will think like this when it comes to that. Because, when we in a relationship and we feel like somebody doing us wrong, we're going to call our friends and we're going to talk about it. You know, we're going to talk about it. And then next thing you know, a week later, we might be right back with the dude. You know what I'm saying? You know, women's hands, that's just, y'all know how it go. Y'all know how it can be, you know? Now, you have certain women that be like, just talk to me, just tell me what I did wrong when it comes to their friends. But you don't have that many, because we as women are, what am I trying to say? We as women are so headstrong about the things that we do and about the way that things could have played out better, that when we feel like, oh, you just gonna just throw it away like that, okay, fine, whatever, you know. And so I'm stubborn. I'm just saying, as a woman, I'm stubborn, my friend's stubborn, we ain't talking to each other, so of course it feels like, oh, she gave his dog ass 1,000 chances, but we had one filed out and now we don't talk no more. But it's really a no talking on either end, because we are so stubborn and not trying to just really hear, you know? Because like I said, we as women, the way we think, if our friend be on some bullshit, like, I'm not talking to her right now because she did this and that, and we feel like, okay, that's something you could have talked to me about. If we had a problem, that's something that you could have addressed with me, but you didn't. So if it's fuck me, it's fuck you. And see, that's where that whole conflict come in at. And then it's like, well, she gave his motherfucking ass 1,000 chances and he didn't did this and then third and stole a car and you know, all of this. That's where they come in there, because we take that one chance that you say fuck us and we say fuck you too, you know, versus the man, this man over here. And he, you know what I'm saying, he manipulative, he's narcissistic as fuck. And so he's begging her back. And we as women, we know how it is. When we are in love, we know how it is when we got this person that we love in our ear making us these false ass promises and the shit sound good and pacifying us these lies and the shit tastes good. And, you know, so we know how they go. We know how it go. So, you know, at first I used to really think like, nah, for real. Cause why the fuck, you know, I used to be on that rah-rah shit. Until I just had to realize this man over here is doing things that I ain't doing. Like begging for her to talk to me. Begging for her to let me prove myself. Just all of these things. So it's a difference. I don't even think, now granted, yes, it's debatable, and that's why I'm talking about it, because this is how I view it. This is how I think about it. Now, the next woman may say, "Nah, you know, it don't make no difference between me and him. If you can give him 1,000 chances, you can give me at least 100." You know, some women will feel that way, but I feel like that is the difference. I feel like that is the difference between their friend getting that one and their man getting that 1,000. It's really their friend taking that one and that man giving out 1,000. You get what I'm saying? Like, hopefully that makes sense, like what I'm saying. But I really had wanted to talk about this because I was looking in the comment, in the replies on Twitter, when the girl made this tweet. And I seen, you know, of course, everybody has their own opinions. I've seen so many different ways of thinking about it and going about it and all of this stuff. And some people say, oh, it's the dick. And some people say, oh, it's the, you know what I'm saying? It's just because she in love with him. And, you know, and I feel like all of that play some kind of part in her taking him back. And like I said, when it comes to us as women, we're not too fond of trying to prove ourselves to our friends, especially once we have already proven that we are good friends. You know, like, if that makes sense, versus a man that halfway ain't no good, and he has something to prove. You know, he has nothing to prove, but he has something to prove. You get what I'm saying? So he is going to try to prove himself as being everything that he has shown her that he is. He gonna try to prove the opposite, you know, versus us as friends, as women, we feel like, okay, we better than that. Like, we should be better than that. We should be talking. We should be texting. We should meet up for lunch. We should talk about whatever kind of problem that we have. We should come to some kind of resolution. Like, okay, you know what? We've been friends for too long. I love you. And I want to tell you how you made me feel. You know? I didn't appreciate how you made me feel. I didn't understand why you did that to me. You know? And when you deal with two women, it's hard for two women to come together. Not saying it's impossible, because it's definitely possible, but it's hard, you know? Especially when you have one person thinking that they didn't do nothing wrong and the other person thinking that they didn't do nothing wrong. So it's hard to come together and try to make something light of the situation. Versus, like I said, this man over here, he done did XYZ, and now he has something to prove. So, of course, she's more susceptible to take him back. You know, it's more easy for her to say, okay, I'm gonna give you another chance, because he's actually begging for one, you know, versus her friend. And see, I think that that's what we don't understand, you know, that's what a lot of people don't understand. And yeah, the dick play a good part in it, you know, but I don't think it's all of that, you know. It's a lot of everything kind of in one. But I think that the main thing is him asking for those 1,000 chances versus us taking that one time that you want to stop talking to us and let it be that. Because if our friends say that she ain't talking to us no more, we will take that and be like, okay, all right, cool. It may not talk for 6 months, or may not talk for a year. And may come back together and talk about that one time that we had that fallout. But see, a man, we tell a man we ain't talking to him, guess what he gonna do? Pull up. Guess what he gonna do? Email us. Guess he gonna do? Call us private. He gonna go the extra mile to prove himself, you know, to us versus the woman. And that's just really what I think it is. That's really what I think it is. I'm not gonna say that just every woman is just stigmatized and just crazy about the dude and don't care about the friends. I'm not gonna take that route on that. I'm not gonna take that route on that. Now, 20-year-old me probably would have said it, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like now that I'm older, I can see things as a whole versus she just crazy about that dude. She just she don't care about her friends. She don't care about him. No. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna take that route. Now, some women may say that, you know, and that's fine. They can think that. Like I said, everything is, we all have our opinions on this. And this is how I feel. This is what I think is the bigger picture of it, you know? But yes, I really wanted to address that on my behalf and what I think and how I see it. But yes, the sex and all of that, I think that definitely plays a part in it. But I think the bigger picture is that, you know, I think as a whole that is what that is. And y'all know, we know, y'all women know, we know how we can be, you know, y'all know that when we be stubborn, it's like, mm-mm, I ain't texting her. I ain't calling her. She called herself mad, baby. She could stay mad, you know. That's how we can be. That's how we can be. And maybe when we stop being mad, it may be a couple months later or something like that, and we'll say, you know what, I miss my friend. Let me talk to her. Let me text her. Let me call her. Let's meet up and let's talk about why we fell out, you know? And I think that is the difference between that man getting 1,000 chances and that friend only getting one. So that's basically all I have for this episode. I really just wanted to touch bases on that. That's really what I wanted to talk about. And that's how I feel. And I was going to make this my next episode yesterday or the day before. I can't really remember, but I put it on there. And Taylor from my old town, she slid up and she said exactly what I was thinking about how it's so conflicting, because how men will beg, you know, how men will beg you versus, you know, us being stubborn. Like, and that is exactly what I was thinking. That's exactly what I had wrote in my notes. That's exactly what, you know, the things that I had talked about, or the things that I had said to myself about this topic. Because when I screenshotted the tweet and put it on my Snap, I was going to say exactly how I felt, but I was like, nah, I'm going to just save it for the episode, because I wanted to explain it more. You know, of course, on Snapchat, you know, you only got a certain amount, you know, whatever, whatever. But I wanted to really, really go into depth about why I felt that way. And just that whole narrative about that. But it's something to think about. It's really something to think about. Like I said, this is 100% my opinion. This is just how I feel. This is how I see it. This is just what I think. And so, but yes, I really feel that way. It is definitely something to make you think about, you know. I think we just be so mad. We be so mad at the time that we just blame it. Like, she just did crazy. She just crazy about him. And, you know, there's just, you know, us kind of being in our chest about it. But I think when we really sit down and think about it and talk about it, that it's bigger than that, you know? And that is what can play a huge part in it. Yeah. And I don't feel like it's a right or wrong thing, you know? I don't feel like, you know, it ain't nothing to blame somebody about. This is nothing to just point the finger like, oh, she a bad friend. She a bad friend. She took him back and she won't talk to her. This is not a right or I don't feel like this is a right or wrong thing. Me, I don't feel like this is a right or wrong thing, because that man that's over there is doing things that I'm not doing. And I'm not just talking about sexually and all of that. I'm talking about just mentally, you know? So it's manipulation that plays into it. Narcissism plays into it. You just gotta know who you're dealing with, basically. That's where they come in at. You have to know who you're dealing with. But yeah, that's all I have about this conversation. I really just wanted to just like I said, touch bases on this because it's a topic that's been around for years, And so I just wanted to give my opinion on it. And that is exactly what I think. Like I said, I don't think it's no right or wrong thing. This ain't nothing to blame a woman about. This ain't nothing to point the finger to the woman about. I just think that that is how it is. And that is what goes on in those situations. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really feel good about talking about that. Like, I really feel good about saying this because, like I said, when I was younger, I was so quick to say, oh, no, she just stupid. She just stupid. She just dumb. You know, I was so quick to say that without realizing we don't know what this man over here is saying to her. We don't know what this man over here doing to her. We don't know. And it's just different, you know, it's just different. And so, like I said, there's nobody to blame. You just have to know who you're dealing with. So that's all I have for you guys. I hope you guys stay beautiful. I hope you guys stay blessed. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, a wonderful night. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Peace out. Thank you guys for tuning to another episode of Pack Light. You don't want to miss this flight. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you don't mind, please rate and review this for me. And I'll be back next week with another episode. Until next time.